Hello, this is Matt Schlick from the Matt Schlick Live podcast, where I defend the Christian faith and lay out our foundations of the truth of God's Word. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Oh, how fun is it? We get to do our last show of 2020, right, Pippin?
So, last one.
It is. I decided to bring back some favorites, as I love to do this time of year, to think back over the year and say, you know, what would be really fun to have again since we had so much fun the first time. And first off, we have Joanne Vickner. Am I saying it right? Or is it Vickner? I don't want to get it wrong, Joanne.
Vickner.
Vickner. There you go.
Yeah.
And she wrote this book that, honestly, has just blessed my heart in so many ways. She doesn't even know how much it's blessed my heart. But it's called It's Storytime, Meemaw, An Answered Prayer for Stories That Point Children to God. So this is a children's book, but oh my goodness, are the stories just wonderful. And I have to tell you, Joanne, she had sent me, the book actually comes out January 5th, but she had sent me a copy, and I told her that I would love to use these stories for the devotions that I do at a retirement home in Moxville. And so, Joanne, I've used several of them, and I got to tell you, I don't know how many, if you've ever visited an assisted living or a nursing home or something, they love kids. They adore kids. So to have these well-written God moment stories with kids involved is just like pennies from heaven. I mean, it's just like, oh my gosh.
And
they're, you know, locked up there and where they can't get any visitors and whatever, so we have to smuggle them in.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
But I have my sources. So we get the information in, you know, of course, they get a few of my jokes, which we might get to a few of those in here in a minute. But meanwhile, Joanne, I got to tell you what a blessing. And so we're going to share some more stories from Joanne today. And then next up, you know, Hope Earwood is with the Pregnancy Network. We've had on several times this year, and I love what they do. And so we've never had Hope before, but we certainly have had the Pregnancy Network on. And you guys got a year-end challenge, right, for folks that are coming at the end of the year, or an opportunity to really help out the unborn.
Yes, we do. Thanks for having us.
Oh, I'm so excited. I really am. I love these stories of God reaching down and helping babies come to life, and mothers have this opportunity to raise the children that he had entrusted them to, and even help those who made tough choices along the way. So you guys are really an amazing organization. So we're going to hear some stories about that. But tell us about, you've got a match or something going on for this particular show for the end of the year?
Yes, our end of year giving campaign is running now through December 31st, and it's really based off of our goal to empower 42 women to face their unplanned pregnancies without fear. So we are hoping that generous donors will give so that we'll be able to empower more women to face their unplanned pregnancies without fear. So our goal is $50,000 by December 31st. You know, that's only 500 people giving $100. So I know that we can make it happen. And if you donate any amount, you'll be entered to win a drawing for the Pregnancy Network mug, long sleeve t-shirt, and a blanket. So there's an incentive to give as well.
How wonderful. So we've got Hope on, and I'm very anxious to hear that. So yes, we have to get through a few New Year's jokes in order to get there, Beth Ann.
The music started playing.
You might remember these, Joanne, so yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, not to brag, but I already have a date for New Year's Eve.
You do? I hope it's your wife.
It's December 31st.
Oh.
Yay. I got you, yeah. No doubt.
Touche.
So do you know where you go to practice math on New Year's Eve? You ever wondered about that one, Bethann?
No, but where do you go?
Times Squared.
Oh.
Hope it's okay to groan or laugh, you know, whatever you feel is appropriate under the circumstances.
She might hang up.
Yeah. So I know based on this year, some of you may be singing the new carol, May 2020 be forgotten. But some of us enjoyed 20. Depends on your situation. So with all that done, I actually do have a riddle, Bethann. I really like this riddle. This may be one of my favorite riddles of the year.
Does that mean it's hard?
No, it's not hard. Okay. I don't think. It's not hard to me, but anyway.
You got the answer.
Here's. Yeah, I bet you even know, you know this one.
Okay.
I like that. Even you. I didn't mean that
way. That's
okay. That's all right. So who in the Bible besides stalks of corn celebrate New Year's Day? Who celebrated New Year's Day besides the stalks of corn, which always love New Year's Day? If you know the answer to that, you call us 866-34-TRUTH, 34, or 1-866-348-7884, and Bethann!
Oh!
Tell them what they'll win.
Well, they're going to win an ear of corn, but we're also going to throw in something really awesome from the Truth Prize Closet. Good stuff in there.
So there you go. All you got to do is tell us who in the Bible celebrated New Year's Day. I'll give you a hint. It might have been a Friday. I don't know. No, it was a Thursday night. I don't. It's somewhere in there. Yeah. So, meanwhile, getting back to Joanne. So you got to be excited that your book's coming out. What, January 5th?
Correct. But I got mine less than 2 weeks ago. So I've had a few book signings since I got them in, and it was great talking with people and hearing their experiences with God and being overcome with the Spirit and how He led them to do other things. It was amazing.
So for the listeners that are tuning in to hear you the first time, I love the story of how God put it on your heart to write this book.
Yes. My grandchildren were about 3 and 5 at the time. I'd heard a program on the radio from James Dobson talking about how important it is that we reach our children for Christ at a young, young age. And I thought, I don't have much time. I've got to get busy. And unfortunately, their parents separated and they did wind up divorcing. But I just ached in my heart for them, and I wanted them to know God. I wanted them to know that Jesus is present, that He's always at their side, and to be able to call upon Him. And so when they asked for a story, I prayed, God, give me a story of You. They need You in their lives. Help them draw closer to You. And God answered, and I would tell them a story, and it was good, and they loved it. So every time they came and we took off anywhere, they'd start chanting, Meemaw, it's story time, Meemaw. And I'd pray, God, give me a story. They need You. And for years, this went on, and they're 10 and 12 now, and they still ask for stories, still tell me it's story time. It's been amazing. My mother encouraged me to start writing the stories down years ago, and I did, not at first, but eventually I did. And then in March this year, COVID hit. It was the last Sunday we got to meet for church before we were not allowed to meet anymore. The week before, God told me as I was typing and printing off the stories, He told me, have them published. I had no idea what I was doing. I remember standing in front of the church and saying, I have no idea what I'm doing here, but I know God does. And now, 9 months later, I have a book in my hand. And I tell you, Robbie, the greatest thing about it is there's probably hundreds of people behind the scenes that did this, from my publicist, you know, Joni Baker and Larry Carpenter's publishing company in Tennessee, and Shannon Donisday, the social media person, and all those that did the logo and all of that. I did one thing. I prayed. And prayer is much. And I had no idea 8 years ago that I would be sitting here talking to you about a book God told me to have published that He had plans for 8 years ago.
He has plans for it. And believe me, when you hear these stories, oh, my goodness, are they stories. I can see why your grandchildren are still asking for that. So we're going to hear some stories. We're going to hear more from the Pregnancy Network, their end of the year challenge. And of course, you got to call in and tell us who celebrated New Year's Day in the Bible. 866-348-7884.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the Kingdom Pursuits, which I always so much love to do. Today we have got a couple of really cool guests on. We have Joanne Vicknair with her book that's coming out actually January 5th. It's Storytime, Meemaw, An Answered Prayer for Stories That Point Children to God, and Hope Earwood with the Pregnancy Network and their end of the year challenge. And so I think I was confused, which is often the case for anybody who knows me well, that actually the Truth Network is doing a $1,000 match for you guys, right? On the
Yes.
So here's the deal. If you give 50, we're going to match 50. If you give 100, we're going to match 100. The Truth Network is going to match up to 1,000. So if somebody wanted to give 1,000, we're going to match that. The Truth Network itself wants to participate in this program. So the way I'm reading it, by the email that I got, and I knew that there was this match. So your opportunity to really double the fun of somebody being able to raise that child, enjoying a Christmas like I did with my grandchildren yesterday, that's all available. But Hope, I'm very curious, how did you end up coming to work for the Pregnancy Network?
Yeah, I started as a volunteer peer advocate my freshman year of college at UNC Greensboro. And I met with women sharing the options that they had, parenting, adoption, and abortion, all three options. So through volunteering and meeting with women one-on-one, I really felt the burden to get more involved. And upon graduation, I came on as the fundraiser, helping empower women through raising funds, because all of our services are free. So really just empowering women in that way.
So when you were out there in college, and I can imagine you have this opportunity to really, I mean, God's put you right in the fray of what's going on in the kingdom. And so was there a story of, like, you saw this happen right in front of your own eyes and you were like, okay, God, this is where I need to be? Is there a story like that that you recall?
Yeah, I mean, meeting with women, each woman has a unique story, and they come to us for different reasons. But the ones that always stick out are the women that are choosing abortion out of fear, and they don't feel like there's any other option. They're afraid that they won't be able to finish school or get the job that they want. They don't feel like they have the support that they need to bring a little one into the world. So I really just felt the call to get involved and let women know that they're not alone and they can do it. So really each individual woman is worth it. And it's a joy to be able to be involved in this ministry.
So what I'm really going after is one story, you know, like I'll never forget when this, you know, and obviously you're not going to name names, but, you know, let's just use a name like my wife's, Tammy. When Tammy showed up and, oh my goodness, and then this, you know, oh, she decided to or not to or whatever happened, you know, just kind of put flesh on the story for us. And I'm going to give you a minute to think about one or two of those that would be really cool. We're going to go back to Joanne. So, Joanne, do you have a story loaded up for us today?
Oh, I do. I have so many. I'll pick one. It's about 6 minutes. My grandchildren love this one. It's called Hamburgers and Fries to Go, Please. Summertime is here. It's too hot to play outside right now. The temperature is 101 degrees, but feels like 116 degrees. My name is Joanne. Mary, Sissy, and I were cooling off inside Mary's house. We had ridden bikes earlier and pedaled out to the pier. What a rare sight to see. The bay looked like glass, like a mirror, really. It was absolutely smooth, no ripple and no wind either, just hot. The bay was on fire. The fury of at least 15 pelicans dive-bombing the water was spectacular. They circle high in the air. They take aim. Two or three would dive straight down. Bam, bam, bam. They make a huge splash when they hit, and the sound it makes was amazing. The pelicans scoop up their targeted meal and then rest as they bob a bit on the water. Bam, another one hits the water. Bam, bam, two more hit the water. I like to look for God in everything because he is in everything. The beauty of God's creation cannot be matched. We were bored. Mary grabbed the phone, and we started making prank calls. We called people and said the most ridiculous things. Just reminding you of your doctor appointment tomorrow with Dr. Faring, announced Mary. The poor lady said, honey, I don't have an appointment with Dr. Faring. Mary told her, oh, yes, ma'am, you do, Miss Evans, then hung up. We roared. Then it was Sissy's turn. She called the drugstore and asked them what movies were playing today. She hung up before they could say a word. We couldn't stop laughing. My turn now. I called the local cafe. I didn't know my aunt had started working there. I thought that sounded like her voice on the phone, but it couldn't be. I disguised my voice the best I could and said, my name is Miss Sayers. I need 5 hamburgers and fries and 5 Coca-Colas to go, please. I'll be there in 20 minutes to pick it up. Here's my number. We found this to be extremely amusing. We had cooled off, so we went out to ride bikes again. Dusk was falling rapidly, so we all split up and I headed home. What a wonderful day, I thought. I put my bike in the garage and walked inside. When I went into the living room, I heard my mom on the phone. She was saying, I'm so sorry. We will make it right. I'll be there in about 20 minutes. Click. Joanne, you get in here right now. I came running. Yes, ma'am. What's wrong, Mama? I asked. Did you call the local cafe and order burgers for Miss Sayers? She asked. What could I say? I have to tell the truth. Why is she so mad? It's not a big deal. Yes, I answered. We loaded into the car right away and took off. When I get you there, you will apologize. I will pay the bill, but you will work it off. I am so disappointed in you. Joanne, why would you do such a thing? I really couldn't tell her it was fun. It was hysterical. We all had a ball. I answered, I don't know. We thought it was fun. Mom said, do you realize those people worked hard making 5 burgers and fries and to have them ready at 5 p.m. during rush hour? When they called Mrs. Sayers, she had no idea what was going on. Now she knows it was you. Are you proud of yourself? No, I wasn't proud of myself. The fun I thought I had was nothing compared to this. Mom pulled up to the cafe and we went in. The bill was $30.42. Mom paid it. I said, Miss Carson, I'm sorry for pulling the prank phone call. We thought it was fun at the time, but it's not funny at all now. I'm so sorry. It will never happen again. Mom drove us back home. Dad's filthy work truck was in the driveway. He works construction. Mom went straight to him and informed him of all that I had done today. Dad was more than upset. He was mad. He called for me. I came running. Yes, sir? With a stern face, he ordered, get out there and wash that work truck inside and out. You are going to work hard for that $30.42. I'm so disappointed in you. At least it was cool outside now. While I washed the grimy, muddy truck, I couldn't stop sobbing. That was probably the dumbest thing I had ever done. Working all alone, slapping a soapy sponge on the tailgate, I thought about Jesus. I began praying, and I asked for forgiveness. I told Jesus I never wanted to wind up in a mess like that again. Please help me make better decisions and do right. Amen. I thought about his word. The Bible says his mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. I was comforted knowing that tomorrow is a new day. His mercies will be new.
Wow. I just have to know one question, though.
Sure.
Did you get the burgers?
I know, really.
No. They offered them to us, and my mother said, no, we will pay for them. No. I was not going to be rewarded for being bad on the phone.
Those
Did
most
you drop them off at Mrs. Sayers?
They must have been good for $30. Those must be nice hamburgers. I'm like, man.
In that day and time, it was probably only 15, but I thought today it would cost probably 30. So okay. That's where that came from.
Wow, I love those stories. Well, getting back to Hope, I'm sorry. If you thought of one now that really struck your heart?
Yeah, so this story is actually more recent than when I was a volunteer, but talking about the Christmas season, and recently we saw a woman whose world has been turned upside down by coronavirus, housing situation, and on top of that, being a single mom and also expecting another baby. So she is involved in our mentorship program and got connected to a mentor at a local church. And our mentor reached out to a social media influencer on Instagram. And this influencer really caught wind of this client's needs. And an overwhelming amount of items, gifts, were sent her way to provide for Christmas for her children and beyond. And the overflow has provided Christmas for dozens of other families. And, you know, it all started because one woman took a step of faith to be a mentor and to love on a client. And now that client's material needs are met. And it's impacting other families as well. So that's just a really encouraging story that at Christmas time has encouraged us and really shown how the community has come together to meet the needs of women facing unplanned pregnancy.
Wow, that is absolutely beautiful. And as we mentioned, the Truth Network is doing a $1,000 match. If you are hearing this and you want to go to kingdompursuits.com, you can find out how to pre-order Vicki's book, or you can just go ahead and donate. Again, up to $1,000 will match. You know, whatever you got, this is awesome. An opportunity at kingdompursuits.com. Just look for the Pregnancy Network.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And we certainly have a couple of poster children for that today. We have Joanne Vickner and her book, It's Storytime, Meemaw, An Answered Prayer for Stories That Point Children to God, and Hope Earwood, the Pregnancy Network's End of the Year Challenge and the Truth's Match of $1,000 to help out the unborn or other mothers that may be facing struggles along the ideas of unplanned pregnancies. But also, because we always get a chance to do this, we have Amy Cabo with us, who has got the cure. She's going to be on at 1 o'clock across the Truth Network Eastern Time. So we are very excited because, Amy, this show is kind of you guys, you and Boris, sharing your hearts, right?
Pretty much. As we reflect on 2020, it'll be our last show. And although it's been quite a challenging year for most of us or some of us, we'd like to also focus because it's also been amazing and wonderful in a lot of ways. And we'd like to focus on our blessings, the things that we've learned, share a little bit of our thoughts. And we would love to invite others to share their thoughts as well and see how we can all come together and focus on what's really important.
Oh, yeah. Other. Yes. Oh, I love that. And it was really cool. Boris texted me that Amy is going to get really philosophical.
Well, I'm so scared for that one.
Yeah. So if you're feeling philosophical for 2021 as it approaches, it's your opportunity at 1 o'clock to call in, talk to Amy, the cure. It's on. What a delightful show. Where Boris and Amy, or Amy and Boris, however you want to put that in whatever order, get to share today on what has been a really, really cool year. Your first full year of broadcasting, right?
I think this is year two, although, yes.
It's oh, that's right. I forgot. You guys were on the air before we started carrying you, so you're right. This is your second year.
Yes.
Second annual.
Oh, with you guys, with the Truth Network. Sure, it's true. Yeah.
That's so awesome. Well, thank you, Amy.
God bless. They will get a little bit more than my song descriptions this time.
Oh, yeah. There was Boris. So, what did he say?
Hope it helps.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Amy. God bless.
God bless you, too, and have a beautiful day.
You, too. I'm excited about your show. So, all right. Getting back to Hope and the... Pregnancy Network that I just did. I just cut him off by accident. That's how it happened. So we lost our guest for the moment. But when we have phones, you know, these things happen. So we get a minute for me to share that. Wow. I mean, as you're looking ahead to 2021 and you hear Joanne's story, right, that God said, I want you to write a book. These stories are good. I want this to happen. One of the original purposes behind Kingdom's Pursuits was to, in fact, inspire folks to hear from other people, just regular people, you know, like God loves regular people. And he gives them extraordinary missions. I mean, Peter was just a regular fisherman, and Matthew was a tax collector. However that all worked, you know, he put something on their hearts, and they had ministries that greatly impacted lives. And so it has always been our prayer here at Kingdom Pursuits that we would hear these stories of other people that just simply obeyed. In Joanne's case, she prayed. And the next thing you know, God is taking her on this adventure, which is just beyond cool, and sharing these stories that have really, just in my own life, you know, borne a lot of fruit, as is the case with the Pregnancy Network, right? That Hope, you know, heard the call to join this network and to become part of the fundraising. And the next thing you know, she becomes, you know, often like I do with the Jesus Labor Love, I'm kind of the middleman. The people are donating the money over here, and then we get to see God use it in this people's lives over there. And again, Joanne, I mean, God takes you on these amazing adventures. And so if you know somebody that's got an adventure like that, you know, as always, just contact me. You can go to kingdompursuits.com, christiancarguy.com. You can go to thetruthnetwork.com. My email's all those places. And simply you just, you know, send me something saying, Robbie, I know this great guest for you. They're certainly taking their passionate and using it to build the kingdom. So we did get Joanne back. Hello, Joanne.
Hello, hello.
So I went by myself for a little while there, but it's okay. Have you got another story for us?
Oh, I do. I do. This is a true story about my dad. He told me this story out on the front porch years ago, and I never forgot it. The kids love it. It's called Can Anyone Beat Joe? My dad's name was Joe. Joe went to school with his pal, Bill. They talked every day. Bill was the most cheerful guy Joe had ever met. This really puzzled Joe. The boys were in the sixth grade. Joe was a strong, muscled-up kid. He was very competitive. He was taught to do his best in everything. Joe did his best mowing the grass. He did his best cleaning his room. He did his best in school. And Joe especially did his best in sport. He loved football, wrestling, baseball, and boxing. The school had competition in these events, including swimming. Joe would beat everybody. He won the boxing tournament and the wrestling tournament. Joe would outrun all the boys in track. As a running back, when Joe got the football and ran, no one could stop him. With being so good in school and in sport, you would think Joe would be happy. He really wasn't. Something was missing. Joe wanted to be happy like Bill. There was something different about Bill. When it came to swimming, Bill came in first. Joe always placed second. He couldn't understand it. Joe would kick his feet, move his arms as fast as he could with all his might. No matter how hard he tried, Bill still won. How could Bill beat Joe? Bill was born without legs. When he swam, he had no legs to kick with. How could Bill be so happy? He couldn't play football or baseball. He couldn't box. Joe felt sorry for Bill, but Bill was always smiling, especially when he beat Joe swimming. it was cool having all the kids in school talk about Joe losing to Bill. Bill would laugh a bit and say, "Hey, Joe, guess you can't be the best in everything, huh?" Joe couldn't stand it any longer. He abruptly and rather sternly asked, "Bill, how can you be so happy all the time? You have no legs. You can't even play most sports. You have to use a wheelchair. That's nothing to be happy about. You should feel sad. I feel sad for you." There it is again. Bill, in his big smile, he chuckled. "Joe, you think you can handle this?" "Of course I can," Joe insisted. Bill explained. "You're right. I wasn't this happy all the time several years ago before I met you. I was miserable. I was sad. I cried a lot. I kept asking God, 'Why me? Why didn't you give me legs? I really want to run and play and do all the things that you do, Joe.'" "What changed then, Bill?" Joe asked. Bill explained. "Jesus. Jesus happened. In all my moaning and groaning and feeling sorry for myself, I wasn't doing anyone any good. I hated myself, and I was ugly to others. Finally, I just had a long talk with God. I realized that God does not make mistakes, and I realized that God is a jealous God. I have a purpose being born without legs. Maybe that so I could beat you at swimming, Joe." They both laughed. Bill continued, "I thought about God being a jealous God. That meant I had to put him first. I had a choice to make. Put God above everything or my circumstances above everything. I chose God. With that, I accepted Jesus Christ into my heart, and I am a new creation, a new creature. The old is no more. If you want the joy I have, Joe, you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior."
We got to go to a break. I hate that, Joanne, but we will be back with more from the Pregnancy Network and Joanne. We finally got them all on, so we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. So today we're so blessed to have with us Joanne Vickner in her new book that's coming out early January. It's called It's Storytime, Meemaw, An Answered Prayer for Stories That Point Children to God and Hope. Here with the Pregnancy Network's end of the year challenge to go with the Truth Network's challenge just for today's show. If the Truth Network will match up to $1,000. So whatever you give, you get to give double. So if you give us $500, then, or you give the Pregnancy Network $500, then it goes a double, $1,000. You know, that's how that works. That's pretty cool. So getting back to Hope, which I'm so sorry we cut you off. Or actually our phone system kind of did that, however it worked, but we're glad to have you back. So Hope, what did you want to make sure you got shared today that we haven't had a chance to let you do that yet?
Yeah, thank you. So one of the big things that we're pushing, you know, for our end of year campaign is our expansion to Winston-Salem. Our grand opening for our new office is January 19th, and our goal in that is really to reach more women. In the triad last year, there were more than 3,400 women seeking abortion and 3,400 women that chose abortion. And, you know, that loss of life is staggering. And the trauma that women will go through facing abortion is heartbreaking. And then just in Winston-Salem alone, there's 1,500 women every year that are seeking abortion. So, you know, the abortion industry claims to be pro-woman, and on the surface, the need for abortion seems to make sense. But if you dig deeper, what the industry is really saying is that women can't handle parenthood and school. They can't handle parenthood and being a single mom. And, you know, it's the opposite of true feminism. But we, the Pregnancy Network, we look at that same woman and say, you can do it and we will help you. So in our expansion, we really just want to provide women in Forsyth County, Winston-Salem, with all the resources that they need, not only to choose life, but to also make healthy choices that will lead to optimal life outcomes for her and her child. So that's one of the big reasons that we wanted to come on and share, but also for our end of year giving campaign. You know, we hope that you, the listener, will come alongside of us as we expand our services to Winston-Salem, knowing that when you give, you not only empower one woman, you strengthen entire families, you pour into the next generation, you support your community, and you help make abortion unnecessary. You're playing a part in real women's stories in the triad. So that's really what we're here to share today. And Robbie, thank you so much for having us.
Oh, absolutely. I love what you guys do and how you do it. And we love the stories and the fruit of your labors. Joanne, to get back to you, I got to tell you that it's interesting. You know what? The first story I had to tell is about the little boy in the crawdad fishing story, which we did on that show that time, which was off the hook, just amazing. But the second story that I shared with the people at the nursing home was that one that you just told about Joe, which I did not know when I shared it that Joe was your father.
You know, my dad.
That's not a piece of information I gathered out of the book. But like, oh my goodness, apparently Bill, when you really think through what I'm now understanding, Bill with no legs had to greatly impact your father.
He did.
Which greatly impacted you, and now God is blessing all of us.
That's true.
With what?
My dad told me, you know, Joanne, I owe a lot to that kid.
We all do.
He realized at that point, you know, that years and years ago, he led him to Christ and how important it was, you know, to be saved. And he led my dad to Christ. And my dad could not get over the fact that this man was that happy, and yet he was born without legs.
Did you ever meet Bill?
No. Well, and I'm not even sure if his name was Bill. Dad told me this a few years back. My dad passed about 3 years ago, or 2 years ago, and I don't remember the name. I just remember that Dad could not beat him in swimming, no matter how hard he tried. He just couldn't understand that.
Well, you know, Bill used his arms a lot, but, you know, that's just such a cool story. And that's the way the whole book is. It's coming out early January. You can go to kingdompursuits.com, get it on Amazon. And when you get a book like this, it just means so much to the authors that you rate it and that you make comments about what you liked. And, you know, it's encouraging for people to hear, you know, what's going on. And by the same token, if you have it on your heart to help these mothers that, believe me, are struggling with life and death decisions that are so difficult, to have huge consequences, you know, what an opportunity to double your money, essentially, right now. You just go to Kingdom Pursuits and you click on the Pregnancy Network there, and it'll show you how to give. And again, for everything that you give on the show, from what we understand, based on what I got from Stu, was that he's going to double your money. So if you give us 50, he's going to make it 100. If you give us 100, we're going to make it 200, up to $1,000. So we are so blessed to have you guys on as partners and so blessed to enter into 2021 with you guys. And I need to get to my – I'm shocked, Beth Ann. I'm shocked. I thought this was my easiest riddle ever, but maybe not ever, but it was really easy. So I even gave you a hint Thursday night, if you remember – the Easter story, there was the guy that, you know, he was the something to the high priest, as I recall. Peter cut off his ear. Jesus put it back on. So he celebrated, right, Good Friday as New Year's Day. So there you go. Are y'all celebrating the corn of my humor? So there you go. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Hope. Thank you, Joanne. Right now, stay tuned. You got so much truth coming at you. Encouraging prayer, which is really awesome for the new year. And then Masculine Journey. If you don't laugh, if you listen to that show, I'll be shocked. And then Nikita Koloff, it's time to man up. And oh, The Cure, it's coming on at one. Oh, so much truth coming at you on the Truth Network.
This is the Truth Network.